General Employees Cooperative Credit Union, GECU Limited, the largest credit union in St. Vincent and the Grenadines and the second largest in the OECS, continues to demonstrate its strength and stability as it marks 62 years of service in the Vincentian financial landscape. Addressing the presentation ceremony, President of the Board of Directors of GECU, Michael Sayers, encouraged the scholarship recipients to be courageous. Mr. Sayers reminded them that as long as they put in the work, they will achieve success.
Have courage. Be courageous. Be courageous in your movements. Be courageous in your thinking. Be courageous and not be afraid to dream big. Not be afraid to look at something and say that is something that I can achieve. That is something that I can accomplish. Push yourself to be the best possible version of yourself that you can be. And I believe that once you're able to do that, once you're able to consistently do that and ensure that you keep God in your life and have that relationship with Him so that He can guide and strengthen you, that you will reach far. Don't let anybody discourage you. Don't let anybody tell you that it can't be done. As long as you believe in God, as long as you believe in yourself and you're willing to have that courage and you're willing to do whatever it takes, legally and spiritually sound and correct, not any and anything, but once you're willing to do what is right and you're willing to put in the hard work and the effort, you will be successful. You have come thus far. There's a long road ahead. Life, even after school, life continues. And so it is important for you to build these qualities and these characteristics at an early age, that you will have the courage to go and to handle whatever situation you may be faced with and whatever may come your way.
President of the Board of Directors of GECU, Michael Sayers. Meanwhile, Senior Education Officer Idila Ferdinand emphasized that investing in education is investing in the future of St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
The ministry extends its profound appreciation to the board, management, and members of GECU for your years of consistently demonstrating that investing in education is investing in the future of St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Your unwavering commitment of molding young minds not only reduces financial constraints for families, but it opens doors for opportunities across our nation and beyond our shores. To the parents, guardians, and credit union members and staff, thank you for your steadfast support and management of GECU's resources, which makes investment like this possible. To award 14 full scholarships and 199 bursaries is no small feat, and I commend you for giving back to families in such a tangible way during these demanding economic times.
Senior Education Officer Idila Ferdinand. And the keynote speaker and the 2006 GECU scholar, Kayla Tony, highlighted the significance of courage, reflecting on her own journey. She noted that excellence is not determined by geography and reminded students that dreams require action.
Before the applause, there was simply a young Vincentian who dared to imagine something bigger for herself. And that's where every dream begins, with belief. It meant believing in a future that others couldn't see yet. It meant committing to countless training sessions, searching for sponsors to support her dream. A little island girl on a journey to the Olympics. When people talk about small island states, sometimes they automatically limit how much we can achieve. But excellence is never limited by geography. It is always shaped by courage. And Shafika's journey reminds us of that. That dreams are never limited by where we come from. Courage isn't waiting until you feel ready. Courage is taking the first step anyway.
2006 GECU scholar Kayla Tony. I'm Johnny P. Straker with today's special report.